She said, "Well, I had to move here after the earthquake." And then I remembered, at the time of the Loma Prieta earthquake in California, her office building in downtown Santa Cruz, California, was destroyed, and they had to move out of that office into another building. They gave Gail a choice, and she was a manager, of course. You get to move to the office tower up the peninsula a bit. Or she could have moved to a trailer they would have housed next to the distribution center where all of her crews were. She chose the trailer next to the railroad tracks where her crews were because she said, "I have a strong willingness to be part of, not apart from, the people that I lead. I don't think people enjoy working for long stretches for someone who's not a part of what's happening." And it's that philosophy of, I'm part of, not apart from what's happening. We earn credibility when people believe you're one of us, when the leader is one of us, not somebody disconnected, somebody cut off, somebody on the 52nd tower of an office building, somebody in a corner, somebody who doesn't know me and I don't know them, somebody who rides to work in a limousine every day, somebody who's flown around and driven around and treated by everybody else, somebody who's one of us, somebody who's part of what's happening, is somebody we're more likely to trust and have confidence in and more willing to follow than somebody who's apart from us. We can think about leadership and service in some similar ways. After all, leadership, you know, we don't make anything as leaders. We don't manufacture anything. What do we do? If we had to classify leadership by an industry code, it would have to be in the service category. Leadership is a service. That's what it is. So when you think about service, you think about, how do I build a loyal customer? How do I get someone to keep coming back? Well, you have to be sure that you're responsive to their needs, that they think consciously or unconsciously, this person is capable of helping me or us solve our problems and meet our needs, our aims and our aspirations. So the link between service and leadership, we believe, Barry and I, is quite clear. In fact, there's a greater relationship between leadership and service than there is between leadership and traditional management definitions. Whether you think about service in terms of airline services or hotel services or restaurant services.